Hello, here is Peter Grunwald. I would like in this recording, which is particular relevant for Alexander teachers and Alexander students, and this was inspired by the recent Berlin Alexander Congress in 2022. I like to bring in here a practice, a walking practice. Particular walking forwards and especially walking backwards to sensitize our brain eye body and sensitizing our eyes, sensitizing ourselves to motion in relationship to the brain, eyes, and body. Some of our Alexander concepts and notions of inhibition and direction I like to include. I may include faulty sensory perception, the neck to be free, the head to move forwards and up, and how this has got a relevance to the visual system. So the best setup for this is that you clear some space, either at home, that you have got some a few meters of walking in front behind you. But the main thing is that you are feeling safe. It is a brilliant activity to practice outside if you have got in the forest or if you have got or like myself, living directly at the beach, using a sandy beach for this, but where you feel comfortable and safe. That's of high importance here. So choose your space well. It can be at home, it can be outside, in the forest, just having a few meters of free space on a walking track, for example. So coming back into standing and allowing your feet to make contact with the intent for, I call it presence, which is actually in the lower visual cortex, just above the neck region, most likely a little higher than you think. And with the intent for presence at the moment, just starting walking forwards on your left foot, on your right foot, and just at the moment, slowly, and quite often slower than we think. So that at the moment, impulses, as you start walking forwards, impulses can rise from the soles of your feet, letting them rise. And when you come to the end of your space, just delicately turning around again. So, with the intent for presence in the lower visual cortex, very closely associated with the neck to be free, with the intent for presence, letting the physical impulses rise up, letting emotions rise up, letting thoughts rise up, yet letting go of the attachment needing to know. Letting go of the attachment needing to understand, letting go of the attachment of doing anything with this, what rises. Notice if you are still breathing, and if you have stopped breathing, just allow the breath to rise, to fall, a little bit in and a little bit out. So it's to sensitize our nervous system, to sensitize our physical, our emotional, our mental aspects. So allowing body impulses from the soles of your feet to rise. from your lower legs, from your knees, your upper legs, your hips, letting them rise, yet letting go of the attachment, needing to follow, needing to understand. Letting impulses from your torso rise, from your lower back, from your tummy, from your upper back, chest, breast, letting them rise and letting go of the attachment, needing to do anything. Letting impulses rise from your fingers, from your arms, from your hands, from your lower arms, from your upper arms, from your shoulders, letting them rise and letting go of the attachment, needing to know, needing to understand, needing to analyze anything, letting go of needing to control. Letting the impulses from your tongue, from your throat, from your tongue, from your neck, from your eyes, from your inner hearing apparatus to rise up. From your forehead, from your scalp, letting it rise up. And letting go of the attachment, needing to understand, needing to control, needing to do anything. And letting the air come a little bit in and a little bit out through your nostrils and just continuing delicately to walk, one step at a time. And if you're too quick, a little slower. If you are too slow, a little quicker. And let the impulses continue to rise out and through the intent for presence in the here and now. Letting emotions rise, maybe anxieties, maybe fears, maybe uncertainties, maybe love, whatever rises, let this rise, yet letting go of the attachment, needing to follow it. And if nothingness rises, letting nothingness rise, yet letting go of the attachment, needing to follow nothingness. Letting thoughts arise, for some of us, the thoughts are going absolutely to the next galaxy and back. And rather following our thoughts to the next galaxy or beyond, letting go of the attachment, needing to follow them. And if the thoughts are just swiveling around your head, letting go of the attachment, needing to follow this. It is sensitizing ourselves to that what rises, what naturally, habitually, naturally rises. And very often, this can be faulty sensory perceptions. And here the notions letting go out of presence, the attachment to that what rises. It may be reliable and may not be reliable. So letting go of the attachment, needing to follow. Out of the presence, out of the here and now. Now coming to a pause. Pausing. And taking that what you took forwards with the intent for walking backwards. One step at a time. And delicately walking backwards. For this, we need our periphery, our panoramic vision, how I call it. The peripheries of the retinas. And so in such a way, we make contact with a different aspect of our brain, namely in the back part of our skull, where our visual cortex is. And again, the same notion, letting body impulses rise up, and most likely different impulses are rising up, then walking forwards, letting them rise from the soles of your feet, from your lower legs, the upper legs, from your hips, from your lower back, from your tummies, from your tummy, from your organs, from the upper back, from the chest, from the breast, letting the impulses rise up. And the same aspect, letting go of the intent, or letting go of the attachment needing to follow all the impulses which are constantly rising. Letting the impulses rise from your throat area, from your neck area, from your eyes, from your eye sockets, from the inner ears, from the scalp, from the nostrils, from the scalp. Let this all rise as you continue walking backwards and letting go of the attachment needing to know, needing to understand. And letting emotions rise up. And most likely different emotions are rising here than walking forwards. And by walking backwards, making contact with the back of your skull, with your brain, with your visual cortex. There's a lower visual cortex and there's a higher region of the visual cortex, just there where the hair spiral is. Now pausing once again. And taking the same quality as walking backwards, taking it with the intent for walking forwards again. And yet continuing with your periphery of the retinas, continuing with your panoramic vision. Yet your intent of walking has got the presence included in the here and now. And sometimes your vision is in the near distance, sometimes in the middle, sometimes in the far distance. And yet allowing body impulses and emotions to rise with the notion as well of having the sensory awareness of the back of your brain. And very often in our forward motion, we are just end gaining and going only for the end forwards without keeping the back part of our brain, of our awareness going. So sensitizing ourselves to the impulses which are rising, the emotions, the thoughts. And with the intent for presence in the lower visual cortex, a little higher, letting go of the attachments which are rising in our reptilian limbic neocortex brain. And this alone will help to stop interfering in our natural forwards and up motion within our brain, within our thalamus, where the visual system and the entire nervous system runs through to our spinal cord, but as well to our all the sensory organs, and as well to the eyes through the optic nerve. And pause once again. And once again with the intent for moving backwards. And by moving backwards with the intent for your periphery of the retinas. And with the intent for the here and now, in such a way we stop interfering in what rises. Sensory impulses rises, letting go of the attachment, needing to understand, needing to know, needing to analyze, needing to follow. And by walking backwards, with the intent for trust, which is a soul direction, orientation, which you find behind the upper visual cortex. With a soul intent for trust, which is a very, very important aspect, fundamental aspect, just like trust and safety. And something which can express in German better, and Geborgenheit, the child being held, the child being held, being whole, being held, with a soul intent for trust, safety, and Geborgenheit. As you continue walking backwards, one step at a time, and in such a way allowing light waves to come in through the organs of the eyes, yet letting go of the attachment, needing to analyze it, needing to name it, needing to do something with it. And the processing happens ideally all the way in the back of the brain, in our upper visual cortex. And then pausing again with the intent for gratitude that you were practicing a little bit of mindfulness with the intent for walking forwards, backwards, and bringing in the awareness during the day in the back of your skull with the envisaging for that what rises up. Looking forward to connecting with you another time. You can get more information on Peter's website. Thank you.